Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. On Wednesday, the 13th of June. So, I was... most of hour one and two, I talked about my prediction that COVID's coming back in a big way. You can see it. In January and February of 2020, think back to January and February of 2020, nobody knew anything about COVID but me. I was on Newsmax TV and here on USA Radio, and I was saying there's a terrible, terrible flu pandemic going on in China that's killing so many people. And then it moved on to Italy and it killed so many people. And I said, you know, I don't believe it's going to be that bad in America. We have the greatest health facilities in the world. And listen, we're not like China. We don't lock people down. And if people get sick, we don't kill them like they do in China. They make you disappear in the middle of the night. So it's not going to be that bad. Don't get hysterical. Don't lock down. Don't do anything stupid. Don't dare close the Vegas Strip. And I was right about all that. But the only person who knew it was coming was me. I knew how bad it was because I saw all the reports coming out of China of the bodies being cremated and burned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week because so many people were dying. I see things before others because, you know, most people work for a living. They don't have time to look at the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, I'm looking at the internet at 1,000 different websites to try and find important news stories for you. That's the thing about me. I don't invent anything, although I do come up with some really cool creative ideas from time to time that President Trump used several times in his presidency after I sent him notes about them. So I do invent things, but I'm not an inventor per se. What I am is I'm Paul Revere. You know, I'm Wayne Revere. Wayne Revere Root. And I'm riding the horse and I'm screaming, the communists are coming, the communists are coming, and the vaccines are killing you, and the vaccines are killing you. I find out information that you need to know, and I scream it from the highest mountaintop, and I am loud. I am a loud mouth and a big mouth. And I get the news out there, and it carries. That's why Trump introduced me at his rally last Friday night by saying, Wayne Root's the guy that always gets me in trouble on his show. No matter what I say, I'm always in trouble. Because my show is listened to by every single liberal, as well as millions of conservatives. Because they always want to hear the news that the rest of the talk shows don't have. Because they just don't dig like I do. And of course, they're all so scared. They're all afraid. Come on. Well, 99% of every talk shows, conservative talk shows in America, is afraid to say the vaccine is killing people. I've been saying it for almost 2 years. A year and a half now. 18 months, 19 months, I've been saying, stay away from the vaccine. Stay away from the vaccine. I've been quoting the VAERS list about the vaccine since early January 2020. Or maybe I'll say late January 2020. But since December... Excuse me, 2021, I meant to say. Since the vaccine came out in December 2020, very few people had it. Just big shots, I think, got it in December 2020. That was still the Trump administration. And probably it was friends of Trump getting it in 2020. But by January of 21, there was already word that people were getting sick and people were dying. just like in January of 2020. Nobody but me knew that COVID was coming and it was going to be bad because look what was happening in China. They were running the crematoriums 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to burn all the thousands of dead bodies. So I knew the potential for how bad the media was going to make it sound like COVID was to try and ruin Trump's economy and ruin millions of middle-class jobs and ruin Trump's re-election chances. I knew that was probably coming when no one else did. And I'm telling you, in December of 2020 and January of 2021, when the COVID vaccine was brand new, I told everyone, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. Because you don't know. It's totally untested, totally unproven. There was no control group. There was no long-term testing. They rushed into production because President Trump wanted to save the economy. See, I understand why he did what he did. I'm not mad at him. He did what he had to do to save the economy in his mind at that time. But now that we know what we know, you know what this is like? I compare this to cigarette smoking. You can't get mad at people who smoked cigarettes in 1945. They did not know. They did not know. And the government was naive and did not tell them. But by 2022, if you're smoking cigarettes today, you're a freaking moron. And you're just going to absolutely die of cancer, and you have only yourself to thank because you are the dumbest person in the whole world. If you smoke cigarettes today, you're the dumbest person in the whole world. How would you not know that cigarettes will kill you now in the year 2022? Anybody who doesn't know that should not even be allowed to step out of their house because they should wear a clown suit and a sign that says, I'm a moron. Don't let them near anything important or anyone important. That's the vaccine. I don't blame you if you didn't know in December 2020 or January 2021 or February 2021 or March 2021. But if you didn't know by now that you shouldn't take this vaccine and you shouldn't give it to your kids, if you don't know that by now, you're as dumb as a person who thinks cigarettes are healthy. You really must be. But anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent beyond the topic. The topic I wanted to talk about was COVID is rising again, and it's very clear. It's rising again because the CDC and the WHO and the New York health authorities, everybody's jumping on the COVID bandwagon again, trying to make you hysterical. The WHO announced today that everybody should wear masks again indoors. In New York, they've made it the mandate again. Everyone has to wear masks indoors. Now the World Health Organization says everyone everywhere should wear masks again indoors. It's happening all over again. And again, the whole thing reminds me of cigarettes. Because if you thought we should lock down in February, March 2020, I thought you were wrong. I wrote quite a few columns in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I on my Newsmax TV show, on this USA radio show, day and night I was lobbying that we can't lock down, we can't lock down, we shouldn't lock down, there's no reason to lock down, lockdowns won't help. I was right. I was 100% right. Everyone who wanted a lockdown was wrong. But I didn't blame them back then if they wanted a lockdown. I didn't blame them that they wanted a mask, even though I wrote again and again the masks don't work outside of a hospital setting. And that the best infectious disease doctors in the world, see, the average person doesn't read what the best infectious disease doctors in the world say. I do. I read the New England Journal of Medicine. I read it. Where's the New England Journal of Science? I can't remember what it is now. I think it's the New England Journal of Medicine, right? Anyway, yeah, I read it. And back in, I think it was April of 2020, there was an article by three or four of the most highly intelligent, accomplished infectious disease doctors in the world. And they all said, masks don't work except in a hospital setting. You know, when you're in a hospital operating room and there's so many billions of germs in the hospital hallways, okay, I can go with a mask. When you're in the operating room and you're about to sneeze over a person's body and their stomach is or their chest is ripped open, I get it. You should have a mask on. And also, if you're a doctor and you have access to piles of fresh, clean masks, so after every hour you take the old one off and you put a new one on, I can understand masks. But masks do not work for the masses of people outside a hospital in the real world. Number one, the germ is smaller than the hole in the mask. And number two, most people have a dirty, filthy mask on their face, and to wear it all day long is insanity. Because you're just coughing into a mask, and you're breathing into a mask, your dirty, filthy breath into a mask, and it's being pulled back into your mouth and down your throat into your lungs, and you wonder why people died of pneumonia and died of COVID. It's just disgusting, the dirt and the filth and the disease that's on a mask after you wear it for an entire day and after you stuck it in your pocket with your keys and your cell phone that are dirty as public toilet seats. Or you stuck it in the middle of your car that's filthy with change that has people's filthy germs on them. Then you put it on your mouth. It's like a face diaper. People are so dumb, it's unbelievable. So if you believed in masks in the beginning and you believed in lockdowns in the beginning and you believed in the vaccine in the beginning, I have no problem. I disagree with you, and I was right, and you were wrong. But at least I don't hold it against you. It didn't make you dumb. Everyone had an argument, and I understand why you were hysterical, and I get it. But now it's been 2 years of proof that masks don't work, lockdowns don't work, and vaccines are a disaster. Not only that don't work and are a failure, but they kill you. And anybody who doesn't know this is a moron. And yet they're coming back again and saying lockdowns, masks, and vaccines. And I'm telling you, it's going to get bad in September and October right in front of the election. That's what's going to happen. And it's going to be some sort of variant of COVID that will make you scared to death. They're probably going to call it Ninja COVID, or they're going to call it Monkey COVID, or COVID Pox, or whatever the hell they're going to call it. COVID Kong, right? King Kong. And by the way, I've made that joke for 2 years now, that if you said there's an ape in the corner, nobody cares. Look, there's an ape in the zoo in the cage. Look over there. And they go, okay, who cares? But if I said, there's King Kong coming, oh my God, he's on the Empire State Building. He's King Kong. They named COVID. And instead of saying it's the flu, and it's a flu pandemic, it's going around and it's bad, they gave it a name like King Kong. They gave it power. That name gave it strength and power. So people don't go, oh, you got the flu. He's got COVID. Oh, he's going to die. No, 99.95% of everyone never dies from COVID. They recover completely from COVID. Other than people who are 90 years old in a nursing home in a wheelchair with dementia, 99.9% of everyone recovers just fine from COVID. It's not King Kong.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief.
relief.
Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the roots on fire. Welcome back. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, Energized Health. There's still time, by the way. It's Wednesday. It's the last day of their free men's three-day challenge. It's free. It's free, and it's going on, let's see, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. So that's 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. West Coast time. So actually, you can still sneak in right now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. This is the last hour of the last day. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the men's event button at EnergizedHealth.com and end the frustrating cycle of low stamina, low energy, and low strength. It's all about to change you. Discover the breakthrough you've been wishing for without medication, painful exercise, or restrictive yo-yo diet. Since 1997, John Jubilee has helped thousands of exhausted, mature men live lives of vitality and deep satisfaction. The three-day best health and bedroom life ever challenge. Get it? Bedroom life ever. I think they're trying to tell you that you'll have great sex over the age of 50. It's July 11th through 13th, so today's the last day. This is the last hour of the last day to go check it out free. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out free at EnergizedHealth.com right now. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the men's event. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Look, I don't know for sure if anything terrible like a nuclear war is going to start soon. Nobody knows that. My crystal ball is pretty good, but I don't know that. But I know that it looks like Putin is pushing us into it. And I see articles online all the time from people I respect who say the USA and Biden are pushing Putin into a multi-city first strike nuclear attack to destroy America. They want it. I don't know who wants something like that. I don't know if anybody could possibly want something if they could be that stupid. But I will tell you this much. It is really, really odd. Really odd that in New York City, they now had a public service announcement about how to prepare for a nuclear attack. Doesn't that make you really nervous? Somebody knows something. New York City offers residents nuclear attack advice at the same time that the USA is practically taunting Putin to attack. And my great friend, Colonel Joe, that's all I call him, is Colonel Joe. I don't want to give away his whole identity, but one of the great, brilliant military men, a colonel, retired United States Army war planner. And he's always telling me how Russia has a far superior nuclear arsenal to us and that it's got multi-city strike capability. And we don't have anything to prevent it or stop it. There's no defense for it. That Russia has the ability to shoot a nuclear missile in the air, and it breaks into 18 different little missiles, and they hit 18 different American cities. And at the same time, my buddy's telling me this, New York City releases a new public service announcement video that advises residents what to do after a nuclear strike on the city. I mean, it's like a Babylon Bee parody, but it's not. And it offers residents what can only be described as a suicide checklist for dying in a nuclear attack, is what Mike Adams, my buddy from Natural News, says. The video advises residents to go into buildings and undress, then shampoo and use soap to wash themselves off, then stay indoors until directed by government what to do next. And he says, sounds like a quick way to die. This advice presumes that buildings will be standing, that running water will still be working, and that internet and media broadcast stations will be up and operating, and these assumptions are absurd. If a nuclear bomb hits New York City, your building won't be standing, running water will not exist, and the internet and media broadcast stations will not be up and operating. It says, as the following blast radius, nuclearsecrecy.com reveals, it's a good website, nuclearsecrecy.com, just a 1 megaton nuclear strike would produce a fireball that engulfs almost all of Brooklyn, Harlem, Bayonne, the West Side, and all of Lower Manhattan Island. Just from that one little blast, an estimated 1.7 million people would be instantly killed, and 3.1 more million would be injured. This doesn't count the effects of radiation fallout. So it begs the question, what buildings does the New York City government think are going to still be standing? And what water will be running after a direct hit with a nuclear warhead? How are people supposed to take showers when there is no longer a municipal water system? How will people listen to the media when there's no internet and the local media has been turned to rubble? And the New York City video doesn't even mention iodine as a protective measure against thyroid damage and thyroid cancer stemming from a nuclear explosion. The whole thing comes across as a suicide checklist, rather than a legitimate collection of survival tips. It's not a parody. But the question is, why is New York City talking about nuclear attacks? Is it because they know something we don't? Joe Biden sure is pushing Putin real hard.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is well into day one of his first Middle East trip. the president spending some time in Israel Wednesday, where he attends a wreath-laying ceremony in the Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem, where he meets with a pair of Holocaust survivors.
My mother would say, God love you, dear.
You too. Absolutely.
Republicans are ripping the Biden administration following the release of the hotter-than-expected inflation number. The consumer price index jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended June 1st. Utah's Burgess Owens tweeting, the Biden administration is breaking all the wrong records. Meanwhile, the administration putting its own spin and says the report does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
way, now the root's on fire. Coming to you from the house of the root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over the country by USA Radio. And soon we'll be broadcast every single day by the Mike Lindell TV network, Monday through Friday, an hour a day, on TV. And then also I'll be announcing within days another TV show. I'll basically on the air 7 days a week. Another TV show on another TV network, but this one's not an online TV network. This one is actually on Dish Network, and as well as online in many other ways you can find it. But it'll be a weekend show. It'll be on Fridays and Saturdays. It'll be America's Top 10 Countdown by Wayne Allen Root. America's Top 10 Countdown by Wayne Allen Root will be on TV, and then the Wayne Allen Root Show will be on Monday through Friday on Mike Lindell TV, online TV. Before I get to my great guest, Ben Armstrong, one of my favorites because we just think so alike, Freedom Fest is the sponsor of the show, and it starts today, tonight. You won't want to miss this year's Freedom Fest, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers returning to Vegas today through Saturday. 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. It's not too late. You want to get over there now. Here, it's at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Senator Ron Paul is there. John Cleese, the British comedian, is there. Talk about cancel culture. Rand Paul talking about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci. The MC is Kennedy for the four-day event, host of Fox Business. Financial legend Steve Forbes, one of my heroes. Ben Stein, Art Laffer, Steve Moore talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And by the way, this copy was written 2 months ago. And right now, as of today, it's a fact. We're in a recession, and inflation is hyperinflation. It's raging. So you want to hear from Steve Forbes and Steve Moore and Art Laffer and Ben Stein. And, yes, I will be center stage for the biggest debate of Freedom Fest. Saturday morning was the 2020 election stolen, and should Trump run again in 2024, the sparks will fly. Be a part of the nonstop 4 days of fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino, which includes for your one ticket, you get all of this, including the Global Financial Summit, the Anthem Film Festival, and the Trade Show for Liberty. Use the code ROOT50 to get $50 off. ROOT for my last name, R-O-O-T. ROOT50 to get $50 off. Or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com, 855-850-3733, 855-850-3733, or go to freedomfest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. ROOT50 is the code to get $50 off. Or if you're a local, you get even more. And the two events that are must-see for you is Thursday afternoon. I won't be doing this show. I'll have guest host Lee Elsie because I am the judge. I'm Judge Wayne Root for the big debate on legalization of drugs. And then Saturday morning, I am the debate of Freedom Fest. Was the 2020 election stolen? So lots of good times. Freedomfest.com. Every year, it's a great, great event. Ben Armstrong's with us. Speaking of the word great, I think he's a great guy, and I love all the stats he comes up with. I think Ben Armstrong and I, and there's like two or three other people out there that in the world with podcasts and shows that talk as much about the problems with the COVID vaccine, and the entire world is like four of us, and you and I are brothers in arms here, Ben. This is getting really bad. I'm starting to really believe millions and millions of people will be very sick and die over the coming 3 years who have taken the COVID vaccine. Not from COVID, from the vaccine. Am I on your wavelength here?
You know you always are, Wayne. We do think exactly alike. And I know why you concentrate on the vaccine as much as I do, because you realize it's the most important thing. We're talking about millions and millions of people's lives at stake if they don't get the truth about what's going on. Although I do think you misinterpreted what Dr. Fauci was saying when he said the vaccine doesn't work. The reason why he was saying that is because he's disappointed it hasn't killed enough people.
Yeah, I hate to laugh, but that's a funny line. That's a good line.
Yeah, it might be, though. Who knows? I don't know. I am joking a little bit, but not really. I mean, what? I don't know how involved Dr. Fauci is with the Bill Gates. And I know he's involved, so, I mean, this was a plandemic for sure.
Well, Ben, we know people are dying. We know people are dying from the vaccine. That we know. Nobody could debate that. And, by the way, can I give you an update? Since my wedding, it's now up to 31 people I know, friends of mine, who are not all dead, but dead or severely, major illness, severely injured from the COVID vaccine, whether they've had a heart attack, whether they've had cancer, whether they've had a stroke, whatever it is, 31 people dead or very severely affected, and I called all 31 have been vaccinated, almost every one of them boosted. And on the other hand, since my wedding, and you know I have thousands of friends in my Rolodex, I don't have one single friend who's sick who's unvaccinated. Not one has ever been seriously sick or died since my wedding who's unvaccinated. 31 of them were vaccinated, dead or seriously injured. So you tell me what's going on.
To your point, I would be another one of the people that you know that would be dead if I had gotten the vaccine. Because I've been fighting cancer for years and years and years. And I know that if I had gotten the vaccine, it would have lowered my immune system and accelerated the cancer. I had spots on my lungs, and I just recently had a miracle happen. And it's part of it has to do with I wasn't vaccinated, but God performed the miracle, and the spots are gone. And I had colon cancer, so when you get spots on the lung from colon cancer, that's way worse than lung cancer. That's terminal. So I was facing terminal cancer, and God took them away. But I know that God gave me the understanding of the vaccine to save my life, because we can make choices even when God wants to save us to put our own selves in bad danger. So the point is I'm unvaccinated, and I'm alive because I'm unvaccinated, and I know that.
And by the way, I'm hoping this is the answer. I did not know any of this about you, Ben, so I just found that out now. And I hope and pray that you're also taking mega doses of vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin, which are not only fantastic for your immune system and for any flu or any disease, or any virus, but also very good in certain countries like China. They use intravenous C to kill cancer. I don't know that it does that. I'm just reporting that they use it, and they've had great results. So I hope you use lots of vitamin C.
I am using all sorts of different vitamins. I made sure I went a little bit healthy, obviously. I did everything that I could, and, well, I give credit to God that God has healed me. As of now, they don't see any cancer in me, so I consider myself cancer-free. So it's fantastic. But I was at a moment, and this is when they were pushing the vaccine on everyone, that would have been so critical at the time of my fight of cancer that if I had listened and obeyed, and if God didn't allow me to be informed about all this stuff, and I'm super informed because I inform other people about this stuff, that helped keep me alive. I know it for sure. But I know you didn't call to talk about that, or you didn't have me on your show to talk about that. You want me to talk about the UK government stats that
I do, but your personal story is still fascinating to me and everybody listening, and we all wish you well. We're all going to pray for you. We're all going to pray for Ben Armstrong that he stays 100% in remission, and the cancer is gone forever. And, you know, I'm actually a Jew to Christ and my Savior 32 years ago, and I love to pray for people, and I think prayer is what makes the difference. So I will always pray for you, Ben Armstrong. I did not know that about you, and now I'm thrilled to add you to my prayer list. So let's all do that for Ben. Great guy, and want to make you live forever, Ben. Live forever.
Thanks. You don't know how much that means to me. That whenever someone says that they're going to pray for me, I believe in the power of prayer 100%, and I believe the power of prayer is what healed me. And so I appreciate that. And to keep me healed, I love it. I take any prayers I can get. The vaccinated kids story in
terrible
UK
story.
Government. This is stats out of the UK. 8,100% more likely that if you vaccinate your kid, they will die. And that's government stats. If you vaccinate your kid, and this is important, Americans need to know this because they're trying to push it on kids, you are increasing the chances that your child dies of anything. This is all-cause mortality by 8,100%. That's how you have to look at it. If I jab my kid, I've just increased their chances of dying by 8,100%. Those are official numbers. Those are numbers straight out of government, and those are numbers that they're trying to suppress and keep low, so it's probably worse than that. Now, here's a worse number than that. This was not in my headline. 30,200% more likely that the kid will die of COVID, the very thing that you think you're protecting your child from. You will increase the chances of dying of COVID, because kids don't die of COVID. It's not a danger to them. You actually increase, because you're damaging their immune system, you will increase their chances of dying of COVID by 30,000%.
So let
and
me,
these
let
are
me,
numbers from the UK government.
Ben Armstrong, let me make this clear, even though you just said it. I just want to state it clearly because I know that my critics want to say, you know, oh, Wayne must be making stuff up. Ben must be making stuff up. This is from the version of the CDC in England, correct? This is their version who keeps their medical statistics, correct?
Yes, and they're obviously they're not putting these numbers out specifically. What they're doing is, and I'm getting this, the expose does a great job over in the United Kingdom.
Yes,
the expose takes their official governments and does the simple per 100,000. So they took the numbers that the government put out, it's basically their CDC, and they did the math and did the per 100,000 and looked at, because they actually put the vaccinated status of whether the child was vaccinated or not, whether they died, and they quickly were easily, and they go through exactly how they do it, and these are accurate numbers. These are not made up things. I wouldn't ruin my reputation by making up a number like 30,000. That sounds astronomical to me. That makes me think, holy cow, no one's going to believe that. Why would I say it and ruin my reputation as a truth teller if it wasn't true? It's so astronomical, I wouldn't say it if I didn't know it was true.
Well, by the way, Ben, in the United States, I know there was a study done of 48,000 kids who got COVID, and if you did not have childhood cancer, which means your immune system is gone from chemotherapy, you have zero chance of dying from COVID. They found not one kid in America died of COVID who didn't have childhood leukemia. Other than that, zero deaths. So your kid has no chance to die from COVID unless they get the COVID vaccine. More with Ben when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll-and-go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then lift it up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. We've got part two here with my man, Ben Armstrong, is with us for part two. And, hey, Ben, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we just spent the last segment talking about your story, by the way, your compelling story, and I'm so glad that you got a good report about your cancer, and we're all thrilled for you. We'll keep praying for you. And then we were talking about the UK government and their numbers, 8,000% plus more likely to die kids of COVID. More likely to die, period, if you've been vaccinated.
Right.
And then 30,000 times more likely to die of COVID as a kid if you are vaccinated. But what about the U.S.? I know there's some really bad numbers from the VAERS system out in the United States as well as far as kids being vaccinated.
That's right. And remember, kids have not been vaccinated for a very long period of time. So Naomi Wolf, which anyone who has been following the vaccine stuff knows who Naomi Wolf is. Naomi Wolf reported that VAERS was showing 126 kids have died up to July 1st, 126 on VAERS. 55 of them died within 7 days of getting the vaccine. But what people don't understand is VAERS is super underreported. They always try to deceive people by doing that. So I did the factor that Steve Kirsch uses. He says a factor of 41. I actually rounded down 1% and did a factor of 40 just to be nice. And that comes to 5,040 kids. Now, that's best case scenario. It's likely a lot more than that because this, in order to report to VAERS, that you have to assume the kids died because of the vaccine, or else you wouldn't be reporting it to VAERS. So what about all the kids that have died that they did not even say was connected to the vaccine? We don't have any idea. So likely there is about 5,040 kids that have died directly from the vaccine. It's hard to ever know because VAERS is just a sample size where it's a self-reporting system, and so you have to multiply by whatever you see. But I always tell people when the media reports a VAERS number and they give you the straight VAERS number without doing the calculation, they're deceiving you. So if they say 100,000 people died in this state, it's actually times that by 40, and that's what the real number is. That's what you got to do.
Right. No, I agree. Listen, I you remember I went to Columbia University big fancy communist Ivy League Columbia University. I was the only conservative there, by the way. Every one of my class was a communist. They all bragged about being communists. Not me saying that. They were proud to be communists. But Columbia University Medical School did the research, and they're the ones who came up with 20 as an example. They claim that you should multiply times 20. Whatever number you get. So, in other words, the VAERS list, it must be up to about 30,000 dead now. It's got to be about 30,000, right?
Right. It's above that. I don't know. The last time I looked, I don't know, it was like 36,000 or something like that.
Right. So let's say 35,000 times 20 comes out to be 700,000 dead in the United States. And by the way, that's the number that Steve Kirsch has come up with all his incredibly detailed surveys. He estimates there's about 700,000 dead from the COVID vaccine in the United States of America, in addition to staggering numbers disabled. I think his estimate are 5 million disabled from COVID vaccine. Ed Dowd, who's a regular guest on the show, says at least 3 million disabled from the COVID vaccine. So the numbers are really scary. So when you multiply by 20 times 40, I think Harvard at one point said multiply times 100 because only 1% ever get reported to VAERS. So it could even be higher than what you've come up with as far as vaccinated kids dead. All I could say, Ben, is how could, even if you took the vaccine to keep your job, how could any parent allow their child to get this vaccine?
Exactly. You can't do it. And I want to talk to all the people that got vaccinated because I know the majority of people did get vaccinated. So the majority of your audience listening is probably people who have at least been vaccinated one time, maybe because they had to keep their job or something. And I want to talk directly to the people who have been vaccinated. Don't get stubborn. We're not making fun of anybody who's gotten vaccinated, and I'm glad you're okay. But just because a lot of people get stubborn, I got the vaccine and I'm fine. Great, that's fantastic. Have some sympathy for the people who are not fine. I don't get that, well, I'm fine, so I support. Just because you're fine, count yourself lucky. Be glad you're fine. I hope you stay fine. I hope you stay fine for the rest of your life. But you need to be a warrior on our side to tell other people, don't go around telling people, I got the vaccine and I'm fine. Go around and say, I got the vaccine and I'm lucky. Don't go get a booster. That's what we need you to do.
I would argue even it's slightly different, Ben. I would say that from my studies and all the doctors I've had on the show and all the readings I've done online and all the studies I've studied from around the world, anybody who got the vaccine and is okay at the moment, or fine, as you put it, at the moment, you don't know what they're going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So you better have empathy for those who got the vaccine and are sick or dead, because you may join that list very soon, because no one has any idea. There were never any long-term tests or any control group. What's going to happen a year and 2 years and 3 years down the line? There could be millions dead. There certainly will be millions severely disabled, crippled, injured from this vaccine. So anybody who's safe right now, that's a short-term thing. Be very worried and concerned about the future. And don't get any more vaccines. Don't get that booster. All right, Ben Armstrong, always great to have you on. And we will absolutely add you to our prayer list. You are one of my favorite people. Thank you, Ben. God bless you.
Thanks, Wayne.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.